From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. About half of the New Orleanians displaced by Hurricane Katrina still haven't returned. Many families are scattered all over the country. Today, we're going to hear the story of Mary and Morris Martin, who are raising a house full of grandchildren.
My name is Jay White, and I'm 14 years old.
Kendrick, and I'm 10 years old. Keevante, and I'm 7 years old.
Colby, and I'm 12 years old.
16 people are crowded into the Martins' house, which has just one bathroom. NPR's Allison Keyes has their story from Jackson, Mississippi.
Even breakfast at the Martin home is a major production.
Big old pot of grits, bacon, smoked sausages, biscuits.
56-year-old Mary Martin, a short, plump woman with laughing eyes, is bent over a huge stove. Watching her run every burner, grilling sausage and directing her sleepy family to two different tables is like watching the conductor of an orchestra.
Keep on. Turn that light on. Get up and turn that light on, Keenan.
Mary Martin says this morning ritual, beginning each day at 6 a.m. sharp, is the only way to keep order in the tiny yellow house she shares with her husband and 14 of her grandchildren. The kids range in age from 3 to 18. Both she and her husband have health issues, no jobs, and little money. But still, they manage to do much more than just keep this family going.
We have battled a war trying to keep these kids together and to keep them focused, to keep them from going into foster care. And long as we got strength, I think we can make it.
The family was living in Morris Martin's childhood home in New Orleans' 9th Ward before the storm. Two of their daughters have substance abuse problems and lost custody of their children. But Mary and Morris Martin were determined to keep the family together. They were doing all right financially before the storm, living in a 5-bedroom house on Flood Street. But now it's mold-infested and occupied by vagrants. Still, 66-year-old Morris Martin says somehow he's going to find a way to go home.
If we could get the money from the government or lock up and get win the lottery or something, I'm going to rebuild it. You see, my daddy built that house from the ground up, and I can't just let it go like that. I need to give it to the grandchildren.
But such grandiose plans are on hold. After fleeing the storm, the Martins ended up at a shelter in Brandon, Mississippi, where the family took up an entire wall with their mattresses. Now the 14 kids and two adults squeeze into 3 bedrooms.
That's Keenan, that's Colby, that's Kevon and Kevante and Keelan. Kendrick, he got up and he's in my room.
At the back of the house, several kids lounge on the giant bed in Mary and Morris Martin's room. He has folded his tall, slim frame into bed in a 3rd room, which he's sharing today with just 1 other kid.
Morris. Morris.
If the sleeping arrangements sound like a challenge, imagine the traffic jam surrounding the home's single bathroom. On this morning, 3 of the boys at once are crowded inside.
This here is the fabulous one-house bathroom where everybody got to go, and they have to wait turns to get in and take a bath to use the commode.
Despite the cheer in this spotless house they painted themselves, money is tight. Mary Martin's uncle gave her the down payment for this home.
It's kind of hard, but I pay Peter. And I take away from Paul.
So lucky we ain't had nothing cut off. Been lucky. We've been pinching and we've been making it.
Between welfare and Social Security, the Martins get just over $1,500 a month. The mortgage on the home is about half that. Mary Martin says the children look out for each other.
Kimara, she looks up to Kevon for everything. Kevon is her idol. Yvonne's idol was Kenneth.
Kenneth Martin isn't home because the 18-year-old just graduated from high school and is taking summer classes at Mississippi State University. The other kids are also doing well in school. Mary Martin has a stack of achievement certificates to prove it.
And that's Colby, community service and academics. Kendrick again.
Mary Martin says Jackson is home to her, partly because it's good for the kids. She says it's quieter than their crime-ridden New Orleans neighborhood, and safer. But Morris Martin misses his friends and the community there.
It's a whole lot different from New Orleans. I'm satisfied with what I got, but it'll never be like home.
Mary Martin says there's one thing she hopes her grandkids will always remember.
If something do happen to me and my husband, the kids can look back and say, we had somebody that taught us well. And that's all I look for when the kids get older.
And she hopes they won't forget who showed them the right road to walk. Allison Keyes, NPR News.